Welcome back to the Equipped Man Podcast, a podcast where we explore what it means to be a man of God in the 21st century. I'm your host, Luke Wance. And welcome back to another episode of Sun Sessions with Sebastian.
Hi. I'm back.
That's all you got? Just super quiet.
For now. I'm back by fan demand.
Yes.
I hope you guys like me. Please like me.
I haven't heard any complaints yet, so there's that. Yeah.
Nobody hates me, but that doesn't mean they don't like me.
Hey, that's okay. So, how you been? Anything new? You've been losing teeth left and right, literally.
Literally. It's a painstaking process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what have we learned?
It hurts.
Yeah. But at least it's like there's some new stuff that nowadays that wasn't around when I was a kid. Like the fact that your little laughing gas nose cap smells like bubblegum.
I wish it actually just smelled like air. I'm getting tired of those scents.
You're getting tired of the bubblegum?
And the strawberry.
Oh, where's the strawberry come from?
I've been doing it the past two times.
What?
The scent. Strawberry.
Does the gas smell like strawberry?
Yes.
Oh. Not a fan. So it's like a strawberry bubblegum that you got going on?
I'm sorry, all citrus fans, but I refuse to use orange.
That's fine. Not everybody's a fan of citrus, and that's okay. So, how have you been doing otherwise? This is our chance to check in, tell the audience how we've been, what's been going on. Anything crazy?
I've been okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
We recently had Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yes.
We ate a lot. We laughed a lot.
We stuffed our faces.
For good. You cheap. Sort of learned how to make stuffing.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Directions are an amazing thing, people.
Directions are an amazing thing. So, let's jump into this. What do we want to talk about today? You had a really good idea. I almost had an idea, but I wanted to let you lead on this one.
Aww.
So what you got? Tell the audience, our faithful listeners, what you would like to talk about today.
God's plans.
Because that's a fun topic.
Yes, it is.
It's a nearly endless topic.
Yes, it is.
Because I know, especially men, boys, we think a lot about what are God's plans. Yeah.
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 I can't stop thinking about who my future wife will be.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I appreciate it, but I don't, but I do, but I don't, but I do, but I don't, but I do.
Yep. I hear that.
But I don't.
Yep. I know that feeling.
How old I'll be, how many kids I'll have, how many grandkids I'll have.
Yeah.
If I'll even get married.
I'm sure you will.
I hope so.
Yeah. And that's not, you're not even bringing up the questions of, you know, what are you going to do when you grow up and job and where are you going to live? And
I can see myself everywhere. It's painful.
Yes. But kind of exciting.
Yes. My brain hurts.
Yeah.
I'll leave the planning to God.
Yes. And I think that's something that we, especially as men, we forget to do, is to leave it to God. Because I know me, I spend so much time trying to figure out how you are, how mom is, how sissy is, how, you know, what's next, what needs to be fixed, what needs to be moved, what needs to be taken care of, you know, all of those, that there are times that I forget to say, hey, God, how do you want to do this?
The joys of fatherhood.
The joys of fatherhood, the joys of husbandhood, the joys of manhood.
Et cetera, yes. Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, So that is, and that is, that's something important that that we all need to keep in mind, of because again, there are several scriptures that, you know, God telling us not to worry, to put things in His hands, to, you know, that He will put a lamp to our footsteps, which is exciting that we know where we're going to step, but we don't know the steps beyond our step.
That's the trippy part.
That is the trippy part. And then you read the other scriptures that says, I know the plans I have for you. So it's like He knows all the paths that we might go down. And it's our job to step, to listen and step.
Could y'all put the ad break right here, maybe? Please.
We're not going to do ad breaks. I know, it's a lot to think about. I know. But really. what was one thing that you said when you said that you wanted to talk about this? What was the... Because I know I say it every now and then. Our little funny saying.
What do you say?
About God's plans.
Oh, yeah. I'm not too sure if any of y'all know this. Because I heard this from another place. Because you know what? If you want to make God laugh, tell Him your plans.
That's right. I heard that from a pastor once, and it is so, so true. And it makes me smile every time I hear it. Because we can sit here, we can tell God what we would like. We can tell Him what we would want. We could say, hey, I think it should go this way. But God says, no, I think I've got a better way, or I've got a different way.
And then you hear thunder in the sky, and that's Him laughing.
Yes.
Believe me. I know it all too well.
Yes. But that's good. No, I like that. You know, so it is. It's. I also heard once, are you having trouble hearing God because you've already decided what He's going to say? And for those of you not on video, that I think just blew Sebastian's brain. Because it is. It's, you know, because He knows the plans that He has for us, because He knows our next steps, because He knows what He wants for us. You know, if we're sitting here saying, no, it's got to look like XYZ, you know, it would be like if I said, I'm going to take you out to dinner, and you in your mind said, well, I want to go to this restaurant, I want to get this food, and I want to have this drink, and I took you somewhere where none of those things happened, you could be disappointed. Because it didn't turn out the way you thought it was going to look. Right?
Yeah, sorry.
You okay?
My eyes are being weird.
I see that.
You broke me.
I know this. So, yeah. So, yeah. Do you hear what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
Okay. So, what can we do to combat that, to come against that? So to speak. Like in the situation where if I was going to take you out for some food and it didn't turn out the way you thought.
That happened to me sometimes.
Yeah.
That happens every now and then.
Yeah. Because sometimes we decide that we're driving, we're paying, we're the parents, so we're deciding. It's one of the privileges of being a parent.
You get to control what your kids have.
Right.
Even before they're born, you know what they're going to like because you're going to feed them that.
That's right. So, what can you do in those situations?
Trust.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that easy, but it is, but it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It's complicated.
We can also just enjoy the journey. We could just roll with it and kind of say, you know what? We're hanging out. We're doing this together. It's okay. You okay?
No.
No? Okay.
You broke my mind so much, my eyes stopped working.
That's okay.
I think I looked at that light too much.
That's possible. I have some bright lights down here.
You have very bright lights.
Yeah. So.
It's like a museum down here with like giant displays.
Yeah.
In the middle of midnight.
Yeah. You got to do me a favor, though. You can't whisper too much. You gotta remember to talk normal, otherwise the mics aren't gonna pick you up.
Really?
Yes. Because then it's gonna sound like I'm talking to myself, and only once in a while you're talking.
Good point.
Thanks. So is there anything else you would like to add about God's plans? Is there anything we need to talk about? Any other questions you have?
Not to you, though.
Not to me. Anything I can try to help with?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Should we say see you later, y'all?
Maybe not that exactly, but... Okay,
what are you thinking?
I don't know. How about see you later, y'all?
All right, until next time, stay fit, be well.